do is rooted in traditional techniques and traditional approaches. But for me, music is it's a language. I'm trying to get to the a priori root of rhythms and techniques to be able to employ that freely and without preconception within other areas. There's a massive value in playing instruments traditionally and within the traditional setting and with particular grooves, but that can also restrict you a lot if you don't look outside of that, and especially if you do actually want to play outside of those idioms. For example, I was in Morocco recently and spent a lot of time checking the bendir players, groups of bendir players that you get in the square there. They've got this fantastic rolling 6/8 groove, very intense groove that they'll play. Round and round, quite an ambiguous type of groove. Bendir is an instrument that I play, so I'm very interested in seeing how they approach that groove. And it's important to be able to approach the groove in that way. But when it comes to playing that instrument within a different musical context, you've got to have a different palette, a different place to go with that instrument. It's no good turning up and trying that groove on another 6/8 thing that just doesn't have that type of intense feel about it. So really it's about learning the vocabulary and the sounds of any one instrument, and from that developing your own voice and working towards the sentiments and musical statements that you want to be making on that instrument. Even within traditions, people develop their own personal style. I mean, within the context of classical tabla players, for example, you can tell very clearly a Calcutta style player from a Benares type player, and within those genres you can also tell individual players apart very very clearly. A lot of players have very characteristic styles and movements on the drums, so even when working specifically within a tradition, there's still a massive scope for developing a personal voice, personal style, albeit in a slightly different way.